This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot happened. Hey, guess what comes on right after the break? Come on. Thank you. Yes. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, will join us right after the break. And I always have a good time with him when he's on the show. We may take an attempt, you know, at that whole Skype thing tonight. We'll see what happens with that. Anyway, as I said, I am Joe Senior House. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Got you know, there are a lot of nut jobs out there today. Harry Reid being one of them. You know, the guy can't find the truth. Now, come on, seriously. This guy can't find the truth if you put it in a bag and handed it to him, right? Like I always say to you. And he doesn't care that he lies. I think I have... I'm almost afraid to play it. I think I have... Let's see this. You know, he lied about Mitt Romney. You know, not paying his taxes. We all knew it. And later on, what does he say? He doesn't care that he lied. I mean, Romney didn't get elected, did he? That was his response. And no outcries from the Dems. So apparently, lying is acceptable. By the way, you'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. I just jumped right in. You can head up to the website. There's so much to learn about the show, so much to find out information. Take a listen.
Let him prove that he has paid taxes, because he hasn't. No, I don't regret that at all. The Koch brothers, no one would help him. They were afraid the Koch brothers...
Nobody would help him. Nobody would help him do what? Take down Mitt Romney? Yeah, nobody help me.
They would go after him. So I did it on my own.
So no regrets about Mitt Romney, about the Koch brothers. Some people have even called it McCarthyite.
No.
Got a condescending... look on his face.
They call it whatever they want. Romney didn't win, did he? Romney didn't win, did he? Romney didn't win, did he?
In case you missed that, Romney didn't. So the end justifies the means. When you're a Dem, apparently the end justifies the means. It's not a problem. Now, the liar goes on to say, what is it with these people? Hillary, the whole inner circle, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary, Harry Reid, Mr. Obama himself. Do you have to have a degree in lying? Do you have to have, is the lying strand has to be in your DNA? He said today that terror bombings lead to calls for more guns. He said, if we have less guns, we'll have less bombings. Apparently, Harry doesn't know they're two different things. I mean, did the guy rob a bank, or I mean, rob a bomb making facility with his guns? Oh, I know what it was. He emptied all the bullets he bought, and he used that gunpowder to set off the bombs, right? I mean, most of these bombs, you know, are set off by cell phones. Maybe we should ban cell phones. Maybe less cell phones would lead to less bombings. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, the National Anti-Gun Groups, called for Action Monday to close a loophole that allows terror suspects to legally purchase weapons. Again, I go back to, you're not playing with common sense here. What loophole, what law would have stopped this? Help me understand. Now, Reid's remarks came in reaction to a series of bombings over the weekend in New York City and New Jersey as well. And because of all of this, because of the bombings, he's calling for stricter gun laws. Makes sense to me. Congress should do more to prevent terror. We should close the loopholes that allow potential FBI terror suspects to legally purchase weapons. Right? This came as the outgoing minority leader addressed lawmakers on the Senate floor, arguing the so-called no-fly, no-buy legislation could prove a tool to stopping future incidents. Is he talking, but he won't say what he's talking about. Is he talking about the bombs or the shooting that took place? Which one? And it won't change anything anyhow. He went on to say, we can argue from now on whether the bill would have prevented this weekend's attacks. But the one thing is for sure, it would prevent the next attack. Well, if it didn't prevent this one, does he know something that's going to be different about the next one that he'll be able to take care of? I'm kind of confused. I kind of don't get it. CNBC reports that the suspect in the Chelsea bombing was not on the FBI's terror watch list, nor a list maintained by the New York Police Department. In a statement, Reid appeared to set his sights on the binary target compounds, such as Tannerite as being the terror tool. Several media outlets, including the USA Today and Forbes, noted that such target marking compounds may have been... compounds. I'm going to do something with these lights. May have been used in the Chelsea bombing. You know, you go to a gun store in Las Vegas and you can buy explosives. Okay. What explosives is he talking about? They put them up in trees, said Reid. We don't have that many trees in Nevada. Why? Were they all blown up by explosives? You put explosives up in trees and they shoot them and it blows up. Blows up the tree and anything around it. We have to stop that. That's not a sport. No, those are idiots. You should be able to stop that. But my God, why do you let this lying piece of work? You guys have got him, vote him out there. Oh, no, he's not running again. God, I think you're going to be okay. Depends on who you choose. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore will join us in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you got to stick around the next hour because we're going to be giving away money. Actual dollars. And, well, I should say actual money. I don't know if I call it actual dollars. But anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You're sideways. Always a pleasure to have you by my side, with me. God, I better get him on before he ends up doing some damage to himself. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me, and how you doing today? Okay, the mouth is moving, but I don't hear nothing. And I really can't play with this.
All right, now you can hear
you. Now I can hear you. What did you do, unmute the mic?
Yeah, I hit it by mistake. We're working out the kinks here.
Yeah, all right. So, hey, listen, I got to ask you, because after what I heard today, you know, or what I've been hearing for the last few days, are you going to videotape yourself, a slapping or, you know, affronting President Obama? Because I have a sneaky suspicion from what you've told me. I don't think you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Well, once again, no, I mean, I'm not going to say I would slap him up. I'll just have him get out of office.
I'm done.
I don't want anybody. I don't want anybody kicking my door open in about 2 hours or whatever. But no, it's interesting. You know, I've heard a lot of interesting things in the last couple of days or whatever. Like the recent Kathleen Kennedy Townsend talked about that George H. Bush is going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's interesting. It's okay to be a loser, but when you're a sore loser, then we, you know, it's a problem or whatever. And, it's interesting how these dynasties like the Clintons and the Bushes or whatever, we don't need any more Clintons and we don't need any more Bushes. Now, Jed was the black horse of the family. They already knew what kind of politician he would be. So the thing of it is, that's why it's an all-out assault by Democrats and the Republican hierarchy, because they don't want Donald Trump to get in, because they know Trump is not establishment. So that's what the whole issue of this is. And that's why it's being played out the way it's being played out. But the Bushes are sinister to begin with. We already know what they're about. And we know the father was sinister. Prescott Bush was sinister or whatever. A lot of people need to do research about the Bushes or whatever. I love Laura. Laura Bush is a very beautiful woman, but when you're part of a family like that, you might be beautiful, but you also can have a black heart.
Yes, yeah, that's true. But you didn't. You're acting like a politician now. You know, I mean, I said, what do you think about Mr. Obama's comment to the black community that if you don't vote for her, it's basically a slap in the face to him? I mean, are we, what is he, Catholic now? He's trying to do Catholic guilt thing like I grew up with? And I mean that in a loving way, by the way.
No. What the situation is that it's more of him being a narcissist as usual or whatever. And it's not a slap in the face to him. I mean, for him to come out and say, I mean, a lot of people must not know what a narcissist is. I mean, if you look it up, his face is right there. That's what he is. And for him to say that it's a slap in the face to him, who is he? The last time I checked, he wasn't Jesus Christ anyone. He's the president of the United States. That's why I say this man is dangerous. He's very dangerous. And he needs to get out of office.
Correct.
Whatever. They need to pull him out of office.
Are the Dems worried that they're in trouble at this point? I mean, for him to be making comments like that, to watch the gap narrowing, she is losing African-American vote.
Absolutely.
Do they know they're in trouble or what?
No, you know, as we all know, being conservatives, that what we hear from the talk shows and everything else besides the talk shows that's on that's media, that's on the radio, is that they're throwing anything up against the wall to see if it will stick. And if it will stick, then that's what they ride with. And that's why I say it's three things that I told everyone on Twitter, my Twitter page the other day, that he needs to do. He needs to stay focused on the emails, stay focused on her policies, and stay focused on her health. If he does them three, we'll have a new. Donald Trump will be president. Trust me.
Oh no, I don't disagree with you. I think you're right on with that. I think if he focuses on the issues and he keeps pounding away at the issues, I don't know why he hasn't yet, really hasn't pounded home the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, whatever you think it should be called. I'm really surprised that he hasn't beat that up yet. What do you think?
I don't think he needs to do that because as I was speaking with someone the other day, a couple of my friends, he doesn't need to worry about Barack, like this birther thing. He doesn't need to worry about that. Let it go. He's been in there 8 years. That's going to come out sooner or later, like anything else in this world. It's going to come out. But the thing of it is what he needs to do is to stick to the topics. Don't get into arguments with Barack Obama, because Barack Obama is on his way out. Let him go. Let him go. He's trying to become a distraction because they know that they're losing. Hillary's health, Hillary, the emails, and her policies. He sticks to that. He's going to be president.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really do. And he seems to have toned it back. If you were going to talk to him tonight, if he gave you 5 minutes on the phone, What would you tell him about the upcoming, the debate? What would you tell him he needed to do?
Well, first thing I would tell him is to stay focused, because you know most of these are going to be narrated by a bunch of liberals to begin with, and so they're going to be any time that they ask our question. And Matt Lowry did, they ask a question and then he's answering in the form. He needs to not get into shouty matches. I mean, I'm a very good debater myself, and I don't get into shouty matches. I just lay the facts out there, what they be. And most people that, if you don't get upset and you present the case that she is, I mean, the three things that I just said about the emails or her health and more or less, do that, and then the second part of it, attack her. I mean, let everyone know what you're going to do your first 100 days in office. That's what you do. Don't get into anything about Barack. Let Barack go ahead, because that's a distraction, and just try to stay focused. But, you know, don't make it a shouting match, because you know she's going to play the woman card, oh, woe is me, or whatever. Don't do that. Just let her go ahead and say what she wants to say, because we all know she's a fake and a phony to begin with.
So I don't know if you heard this today, but our friend and Harry Reid, one of my favorite guys in the Senate, he comes out today and he says, the bombings prove that we need tighter gun control laws, is basically what he said. We need to pass gun control so that we don't have to have all this terrorism and violence. You'll have to wait to the other side of the break for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests in the world to have on the show, Corey Duncan, is on the line with me. We refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore, because he was, let me tell you what, when the crap was hitting the fan in Baltimore, he was hot on it. He knew what was going on. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to come on.
Hey, you know, one of the things, are we hearing, is there anything dusting up there in Baltimore, or is it kind of like low-key, let's keep our mouths shut and get past the election kind of thing?
That's right. That's what it is in most of these Democratic cities. Right now, everyone's just trying to sit on the ball and run out the clock. And, let's start fresh. You're not going to hear a whole lot because, politicians are, they might be a little stupid, but they're not crazy, and they're not going to shoot. And a lot of them don't. The smart ones don't shoot themselves in the foot. So you're not going to hear anything about anything until probably after the elections or whatever.
You know, it was funny because I got this picture up that we were talking about equality on another show earlier today, and I kept saying, you know, when it comes to sports, it seems like black athletes are just better players. I don't know why. I'm not one of those idiots that goes, well, it's in their DNA. No, I mean, I don't know why. When it comes to football and a few other sports, the black community seems to have a better grasp on it. Then I get this picture of five of the greatest boxers in history, and they're all black. Where's the equality there, right? There's Ken Norton, George Foreman. You got to explain to me someday how he named five of his kids George. I don't even know what happened. That must have been a head trauma. Larry Holmes, Joe Frazier, right? And then Muhammad Ali. These are all deserved champions in boxing. So I don't see, and again, I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm not a black man, obviously. See, look at me. You don't get much Q-tip than I am. But this equality, when you're the best at it, when you're a fighter, a football player, whatever, right? I mean, this is a good thing, right?
Well, see, I used to box a little bit in my younger years. Yeah,
you,
whatever.
It's you look like you got the neck. You got the neck of a boxer. I can see it there.
Thank
go ahead. Yeah, anytime.
Now I had something I was going to say, but
you can't.
Absolutely. But it's about hand and eye coordination. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or whatever. I mean, hand and eye coordination is what it is. I mean, a lot of white guys aren't good boxers or whatever because of the, you have to have hand and eye coordination. Not only that, you have to have good footwork, and a lot of a lot of white guys don't have good footwork or whatever. I mean, it just.
Oh, I don't know. I think that was a prejudiced statement there, buddy. I don't know about that. White guys don't have. What are you saying? We can't dance or something? I don't understand.
Oh, yes, you can dance. You can dance as long as you're sitting in a chair. You can dance or whatever, you know. Now, that was a racist comment.
Oh,
I'm
offended.
With class.
I'm offended. No, no, really. I guess that's a kick out of it. Like, you know, and if you want to talk about sports, and again, I know I'm going to get heat for this, but you know, proof positive. It doesn't matter what color you are. It just matters how good you are, right? And you're gone again.
Absolutely.
Your head's moved. Okay, there you go. I can hear you again.
Okay, absolutely. You have to. I mean, it doesn't matter about whether you're black or white. You know, if a lot of people try to make, you know, which quarterback is better, with a black one or a white one, it doesn't matter. I mean, when you put a jersey on or once you get out there on the field, it doesn't matter whether you're black or white, it's whether you make the play.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
I was just thinking, it doesn't matter what color you are when you cash that check. It doesn't matter what color you are when you're making that money and you're going to the store to buy stuff for yourself. Nobody cares, right?
Just ask Colin Kaepernick. Just ask him.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Okay, so here you got I don't even want to say his name. You can say it. I don't even want to say his name. So he starts this movement, which I still don't get, you know, across the country. Now we have high school teams doing it. Now, you served in the military, so this has got to be, you have to understand both sides of the issue here. We both believe in freedom of speech. I get that. But, you know, now you've got high school teams. The kids are taking a knee. They're refusing to stand during the anthem. I'm really upset about this. I think this really, to put it bluntly, sucks.
Well, see, this is the problem when you have young people and they watch things and everything that they see the athlete on television do is trendy. And anything that's trendy, people do. You know, like this thing with people or with the black youth walking around with their pants, you know, walking around with their underwear showing or whatever. And they have no idea what that means because you've been to jail. You know anybody that's been to jail or in the hood. You know what that means. So my thing with it is, why would you walk around like that? And it's like anything trendy. I guess if Jay-Z was to put on a polka dot red dress and where everyone else was, or all else, you know, it's like, why does everyone have to follow that what they see other people do? Have a mind, have a brain, have a mind of your own. And yeah, I mean, you know what right from wrong is, but you know, the movement is that I have no problem about the movement. If that's what he's trying to do to bring light to things like that or whatever in a peaceful perspective, then yes, I can understand that. But when you have now the high school ones see that and they don't even really understand what this is all about to begin with. And that hasn't been told to them because they don't want it to be told to them. The problem of it is that if you're going to follow a movement, you should understand what the movement is, understand where it's moving. And what's the goal that you're trying to reach? And you're not going to tell me that a high school kid is going to know exactly what's going on. Not to say that they're dumb or stupid, but it's just something that's trendy. So, hey, let's all do it. And that's for the wrong reasons.
Our poor high school kids, they're not getting any really solid understanding of what this country stands for. They're not getting any solid. Look, we have jackwagons in every group, the black community, the white community, the Asian community, the Hispanic community. They are all over the place. You know, I get that. Nobody's saying America's perfect. But we're one of the few countries that keeps working towards getting better, to doing it the right way, to clean it up. And I'm just amazed. I'm constantly amazed. And you've talked about it on the show. You know, when they run out of things to talk about, when they run out of things to nail the white guy about, they have to go back, what, 100 years and go, yeah. But, you know, you guys wanted us to be slaves. No, actually, some of my ancestors fought for you not to be slaves. How about that?
Well, like I said again, you have to do your research. And if you know anything, it was black slaves also. And, you know, nobody wants to talk about that part. We only want to talk about Whitey. And the thing of it is Whitey is the one that helped, you know, put an end to slavery. And but you have a lot of people that talk out both corners of their mouth or whatever to try to push their agenda or whatever. But you know, I went to my son's football game the other day. I mean, last Friday, and they ran out on the field. You know, the guys ran out on the field with current Old Glory or whatever, and it made me feel really good. But the thing of it is that you had a lot of people that was, you know, you have a lot of parents that's kind of different, but they understand that, you know, what patriotism is all about. But the same, but it's after 9/11, you had everyone wanted to run out on the field with Old Glory and do this because it was trendy. You got to understand things.
Oh, God,
before you start putting your name on things, you got to start understanding the movement that you're trying. That would be like me coming on your show, and I not know what agenda you're pushing or whatever like that, and I just come on here. You know, it's just crazy. You know, how do you follow things and movements blindly without understanding? Like Barack, everyone followed his movement, and where does it get you? It got you poorer than you were 8 years ago, and you know, and we're still giving things away to the person that sit on the steps until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You got people like myself that bust out butts all you know for our whole life and served our country and everything. And you got people like this in a sense of entitlement. What the hell are you entitled to? Really?
Well, I told you what happened to me in a high school situation where a kid was complaining that after the sex education classes, they gave out candy instead of condoms. And I got in trouble. Well, I shouldn't say I got in trouble. I got pounced on because I said, hey, really? Seriously. So let me see how this works. We have to teach you how to have safe sex, what sex is about. And although I don't think you have to teach many high schoolers that. But once you get through, then I have to give you taxpayer-supplied condoms so that you're going to have, you could fulfill your sexual desire at the taxpayer expense. No, get a job. If you're mature enough to have sex, get a job. You're mature enough to have a job. Buy your own condoms and take, you know, what do you want? You know, they want us to pay for the hotel room, too?
Well, when you had the liberals and Barack Obama telling them all you have to do is just vote Democrat every 4 years or whatever, and you can get everything free. I mean, so someone was telling someone that they actually didn't know any better or didn't have a recollection of any IQ of the quote-unquote American dream, which you can live or whatever, then, yeah, you would be sucking into doing stuff like
okay.
that.
We got to go for a break. Take a breath. We're going to come back to our zen-like state when we can return. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Corey Duncan joins me. Don't miss it. We got a lot more coming up.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Oh, this is... You don't even know how apropos this song is for the guy I have on right now. She's a brick house. Not that he is. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time it is. You know, you people just don't really understand how funny that is. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. He's going to lose it. You are listening to Real Side. Head up to the website. Come on. I'm going to bring a mic back on. Corey Doggett joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as our black, mad black man from Baltimore. He's a great guy. Got a great family. Got a great group of kids. I mean that sincerely, too. I mean, the man knows how to raise children. So, anyway, Corey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Don't even go down the road. We can, we'll tune them in later. Anyhow. Hey, stay with us the second hour, people, because we are going to be giving away something of value. No, seriously, it's going to be worth something. And because I don't give away garbage here. Oh, I don't know. The water bottles are a little off, but when I start giving those away, they're free. You can't complain. I am Joe Messina, your host. Corey joins me. Corey, we just always enjoy having you on. When are you going to... We got to get you on radio. You got to have your own show so nobody like me slows you down. You know what I'm saying?
I agree totally. I'll have some time coming
up
shortly.
I hope you agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I have some time coming up shortly where I can get everything together. But, you know, I, like I said before, I appreciate all the support on Twitter and from you yourself, Joe, and from Xander. And from everyone, but you know, my thing of it is that if I'm going to do something, and anyone knows me knows this, that I'm going to do it all the way, and I'm going to do it right, and I want to make sure that I had the proper time, because once I start this, I wanted to snowball and keep on going and all the way to the get our guy Donald Trump in the White House, because we need to get America back on its feet and start to get back to the way, not back to the way that it used to be, but we can't get it back to where we love our country and that we honor we honor our country the way we're supposed to. But instead of having these liberal dictators getting off. You know, we had a conversation earlier today, I was telling people, and they was listening to me, and they were like, man, you need to run for office. And I was like, no, I don't need to run for office. My thing is that you have a man, and I agree, George Bush shouldn't have went into Iraq because it was a sovereign nation. And not only that, Saddam, we do too much of this running into these countries, destabilizing them, and then having these wars where we send people like myself and a lot of my friends or whatever there to fight for what? Well, I mean, if you're going to rape them with their natural resources and stuff like that, you don't have to send them. You can just send in a Viper squad, and they can take it. They can take it themselves. And my whole thing of it is this, that, Barack went into Libya. He went into Libya for what? You destabilized a country that was stabilized. Why? You went in there to rape them of their natural resources. And it seems like that's what's going on between Russia, the United States, and China. They're all land grabbing and trying to get as much resources like fuel and anything else that they can get their hands on. Now I'm like, are you guys trying to tell us something? That, it's going to happen eventually, because, it's just too many people walking around here with nuclear weapons, and there's too many countries that have them, and it's just so many delivery. I mean, the thing of it is, why we haven't had one is because of the delivery of them. If somebody came up with a way to deliver them, we'd have been had one right now.
You brought this up. I was actually going down a different road with you. I remember you talking about this once before. You look at what's going on in North Korea right now, right? Kim Jong Un, when he can get away from his porn flicks long enough, right? He's playing with these new rocket engines, and he again tested another one from not underground, right in front of our faces. Another launch. We are doing absolutely nothing about this, right? I mean, there's no red line. There's no anything. This guy needs to be stopped, and we're doing nothing, absolutely nothing. You think this is even a bigger deal than what we're hearing? At least last time, that's what you told me.
I think it's more of a bigger deal because we have a president that's a do-nothing president. He believes that having embargoes against the country or whatever, slapping them on the wrist, is going to do anything. Now, this is when you should have some sort of military intervention, because this is a man that's proven that he doesn't have all the scruples to begin with. And them kind of people that is trying to provoke a war. Now that's just say for say that he wanted to take and detonate a nuclear device on China's soil and then blame it on the United States. It can be easily done because all those countries, detonating a nuclear device is not like a conventional bomb or whatever. Detonating a nuclear device is that it would take weeks or years to figure out just who did it. I mean, so my thing with this is everyone needs to understand this, that this is very serious. We laugh and we joke on here, but this stuff with this nuclear, these guys running around here like I don't think you have to worry about Putin. Putin is only worried about Russia. He's only worried about his country. He doesn't care about this or that. But the thing of it is that he's a better leader than Barack Obama is. No, I'm not a communist. And my thing with this is just that when you have a dude, now this was Putin and this was going on, he would take care of that. But because we have a president that don't
he would take care of it hard. Are you serious? He would take care of it hard and fast. I always go back to the Jordanian king. Remember when the pilot was lit on fire? I mean, that man cut his trip short. He would have cut his golf game short if that's what he was playing. But he cut his trip short, and he went home and he took care of business. And I don't think since he returned that day, maybe I'm wrong, getting older, and maybe we missed it, but I don't think they've set another Jordanian pilot on fire, do you?
No. And see, that's the difference between a leader. He's, I mean, call Putin whatever you want. You can call him a a hardliner or whatever, but you know, the difference is that he understands leadership and he is a leader. I mean, call him whatever you want to call him, but Barack Obama's not a leader. He's a person that believes in a lot of diplomatic maneuvering behind the scenes or whatever, you know, like paying, you know, transferring $100 million to what Iran or whatever. I mean, you know, that's the kind of stuff.
You're trying to make me sick, aren't you? I mean, you're really working at trying to make me sick here. And who's going to stop him? When is somebody actually going to step in and stop him?
The only thing I can tell you is 1/2017. That's the only thing that I say that we for anyone to come out, and vote. Please do not take this as a joke. And a lot of my friends are going to try to be, you know, they're going putting in already just so they can, you know, stand there and make sure the election.
They're going to be poll watchers, right?
Right, poll watchers or whatever. You know, because we understand the seriousness of this, and we laugh and we joke here or whatever. But this is quite serious, and we need as conservatives and as Americans need to put this man in office, because is he going to do everything right? No. But the thing of it is, we don't need Hillary. We need no more Clintons. We need no more Bushes, because the Bushes are sinister, and we all know how tight they are with the Saudis, and there was no reason for us to go into Iraq, because we already know who did that on 9/11. It was the Saudis or whatever. So we already know that. But we don't need any more Clintons and Bushes. This is why this country has did it. The reason why this country is this way, and I know I shouldn't go there, is because of what happened on November 22nd, 1963, when Daddy Bush, the master of the CIA operations, did what he did. So, look, let's just be totally honest. That's when this whole world and this whole country changed on that day.
You realize that's why I call it the real side, right? You know, got to keep it real.
Exactly.
So Daddy Bush, you say Daddy Bush did what now? Because I interrupted you quickly.
Oh, Daddy Bush is the master of all CIA operations. I mean, just think about it. Eisenhower fought General LeMay, General Lansdale, because they came at him with the same thing back in the 60s, Operation Northwoods. We slammed planes in the buildings, and then everyone would want to go into Cuba, and he fired both of them. Then they came right back when Kennedy was in office, and he tried the same thing, and Kennedy told him, get the hell out of his office or whatever. And now we roll the clock. All these situations are operations that they tried back years ago, and they did now. Just like when they signed them planes in the building, everyone was signing up to go in the military and this and that, and you went into a war that was perpetrated by. See, you have to understand, when big events like that happen, follow the money trail. Once you follow the money trail, you'll find out exactly who's behind.
All right. You have to tell people how they can find you and find more of your writings or rantings in this case.
Well, I'm quite sure that the CIA or the Secret Service know where I am. No, you can reach me, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook or Corey Duncan on Twitter.
Well, Corey, I always have a good time when you're on the show. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me, and you give us a lot of good information, a lot to think about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Hey, the next hour, not only are we going to learn a little bit about how you can get a free silver coin, but we're going to talk about an American-themed barbecue that was considered too offensive to have on American soil at an American college where administrators are being paid American dollars. Yeah, we're screwed, people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back next hour.